Area 941 podcast are produced and distributed by Community Powered 94.1 KPFA Radio. Please help support Area 941 at kpfa.org.
And we're back, the Tom and Tim Show.
We are, and I think we'd be remiss if we didn't remark on the passing of Miss Rose Pack, who became very emblematic, a very iconic person, obviously a public figure, a press figure, and you couldn't always categorize Rose. I mean, I think she did come from a very progressive place in the 60s with other people that are still around, about housing and...
And certainly in Chinatown, within Chinatown, she was a very progressive force and helped some people like David Campos, for example, really work and get the Chinese vote in his race for assembly. And
yeah, and she helped some other people, too.
She helped some other people, too.
But, you couldn't not respect her. And everybody has Rose Pack stories. And I think basically I'm kind of glad you mentioned Campos, because in terms of those of us with progressive ilk, there was potential there for conflict. And actually she saw, and some of it was manipulative, hello. But, I think, she did see the differences and she did see the gray areas. And I think, why I think I never tangled with her, even though we didn't always agree. Please, the turtles. Do you remember the turtles?
Yes.
was because, she did have a core, and I think she recognized that in other people. And, politics is politics, and not everything is perfect. But she will be missed, of course. And how it's going to affect, not to be harsh, but politics is harsh, how it's going to affect changes in loyalties or in enthusiasm or pursuits of different policies, I think time will tell.
It'll certainly make the Chinese New Year parade a little bit less interesting, because her commentary was always fun.
Oh my God! One time I rode with Leland. This is years ago, and Leland said, basically, "Oh shit." What? I said, he said, "We're going to go by Rose." Why didn't you tell me I wouldn't have Rose with you? She looked at both of us, and then she was quiet, and everybody froze, and she goes, "Oh, the new couple, Tom and Leland."
Yes. So, in other news, a homeless man was shot with a paintball gun.
Yeah.
And the guy, paintball, all right, they do it for fun and all that, but when they do that, they wear like padded stuff and paintball gun, the projectiles can hurt you. Apparently he got pretty severely injured. And I got a release from Jenny Friedenbach at the Department of Homelessness, where she says, this is the kind of thing that happens when you put stuff like Mark Farrell and Scott Wiener's Prop Q on the ballot and you demonize the homeless.
Yeah, Trumpian.
It's Trumpian. You get this attitude that we're attacking the homeless, and then people pick it up, and it's really tragic.
No, the words mean something. I've always said that, particularly in and around any group that's so reviled, like the homeless and gay people. When you hear Rush Limbaugh and the Archbishop going on and on about gay people, that does incite violence, and people tend to deny that. But there's always somebody out there who said, "See, that's what's right." I'll tell you something that's not right right now, and it's the bane of everyone's existence in San Francisco: the fucking DCCC that nobody knows about, but everybody knows about. Everybody cares about it. So now there is a move to reconsider a vote, and the reconsideration would hurt Kimberly Alvarenga in District 11. And the genesis of this, aside from whatever the background players are Fiona Ma and the ever odious Mary Jung. And, what's up, Fiona? Who is Fiona? Where does she live, by the way, now? And she was a very, very disappointing supervisor. And, she always went with the landlords, even when there was a vote about providing some kind of AIDS housing. She championed the Ellis Act when she ran against Janet Riley. And in the assembly, she seemed to think having a karaoke nights was the way to affect state policies. And she was definitely in the pocket of of law enforcement up there. So am I thrilled with Fiona? No, but why aren't people informed about this? And who is she to challenge someone who was actually brought up here in San Francisco, someone who is a mother, someone who is Latina? That vote was an honest vote. It was a result of a very populist Democratic vote. And so what the fuck? And I also think the Latino community and the LGBT community really need to put people's feet to the fire who are going to support perhaps this motion. Otherwise, how do I feel?
Well, they're pulling out all the stops in the last month of the election or so to try to, you know, get Asha Safai and Josh Arce and, you know, the more conservative folks elected from these districts.
But, you know, the chicken shit is that everybody's going to have to leave with this shit. And there's all kinds of, not insipid, but there's all kinds of hidden divides here that could erupt. You know, and back to Rose Pack, you know, she helped contribute to the fact that the Asian community and the LGBT community, and we know they're not separate because there's so many queens, who are Asian and other expressions of gay personhood. But, you know, that we more or less always worked with each other and we were not obstacles. And this is a delicate balance. And I understand there's somebody named Dave Ho. I can go on about his last name. I just did Comedy Day. But, you know, this isn't about people. Personal people. These are bigger issues, and the issue around Kimberly is even bigger than Kimberly. This is, she has the profile of who should be a district supervisor, and even the Chronicle kind of hinted at that. But more than that, why should she be blown off as a true representative of the Latino community here in San Francisco, and as a lesbian, nobody should be treated that way. So. Any reform that we can do around this, particularly about the electeds, that needs to go.
That's my suggestion, is why don't we get rid of the elected ex officios? You know, a lot of them would just as soon not do it. You know, some of them, I guess, like the power, but it's a pain in the butt. It's something else you've got to worry about.
They have to make a decision.
I think a lot of it. So why don't we just have elected representatives of San Francisco and have the people who are already holding another office? Why do they have to be on the committee automatically?
Yeah, no, I think we will be aiming to that. There is going to be a resolution introduced by Petra and Cindy Lowe regarding the $500.
Yeah, limit contributions to $500, and then get rid of the ex officios who, as I say, don't really want to be there. They never show up. They all send a proxy, and they're not, you know, really that engaged with it in the first place.
It's kind of like the Warriors guy, you know, the co-owner of the Warriors. His name is Goober. I swear, Uber. But anyway, he's very wealthy, and he lives in L.A. And they've just identified him as one of what they call the wet princes of Bel Air, meaning. The egregious use of water.
Yeah, I saw that. Yes.
I know. Poor Steph Curry. I mean, how can he make up for this, you know, go out with a divining rod? Another not happy thing was the damn state appeals court held up a vitiation, I guess, of an Avalos law about Ellis evictions and, you know, not merging units. It was a way they could make a profit and evict. And this judge just said, nope, tough, you know, with that Avalos and those of us who support that were wrong. Again, the Ellis Act and the landlords are vindicated. And, you know, when the hell is that going to change? You know,
it's terrible. And, you know, the it's as if the California Association of Realtors owns Sacramento. We can't
even
can't even get modest Ellis Act reform. We can't even get these kinds of laws to do. I mean, it's as if the state has taken away San Francisco's ability. The state and the courts have taken away San Francisco's ability to deal with the housing crisis.
Well, and speaking of a type of housing crisis, we have the sinking, what do they call it, the pizza?
The Leaning Tower of Soma.
The Leaning Tower of Soma. Thank you, Randy Alford.
Yes, thank you, Randy Alford, for that tip.
For that. And, you know, it's a big mess. And, you know, I remember when all this came up and Daley was the guy who finally cut the deal. And, you know, said to all of us, you know, this is the best deal we can get. But it just smelled really, really bad, you know, especially the planning department. And when they came up and they started to tout height. You know, I mean, I'd lived in San Francisco long enough to know that height was kind of a buzzkill. And I remember saying to the guy, you know, what do you think we are? You know, the hobbits here in San Francisco. You know, we got. So I voted against the damn thing, and of course now we're living with it. And I know that the people. I think it was Peskin who said, you know, I sympathize with the people who live there, and yeah, in the broadest sense, you know. But
they're all extremely rich.
Well, yeah, I mean, even to consider living here. However, what it says endemically about the kind of corruption we have and the misrepresentation.
Oh yeah, and why did the city
and the wink, 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 and
why did
know?
The city allow a type of construction that we in landfill in sand and landfill that wasn't going to be safe? And you know, Tom, I worry about the people who live there, but also the people who live next door. If that thing's tilting over and there's an earthquake, that's not a pretty picture.
No, and then all the people who are servers there.
Yep.
You know, all the custodians and the men and women who landscape, you know, they're as in much danger as well. Anyway, I did want to address that issue. You know, it's not that I'm trying to enhance my value, but, you know, I did see through that. And, you know, it kind of, in a way, this is representative of what does happen in City Hall. And why, you know, why you may think there could be a remedy that would satisfy all, many times that comes up and bites you in the ass in the few years.
Well, thank you for listening to another episode of the Tom and Tim Show.
I'm leaning. I'm melting.
And we will be back.
Yeah, come on, come on, Niners, Giants. I'm sorry.
Get it together.
Sorry, last night you broke my heart yet again. But we'll be back. We.